This is BN The Know. And here's your host, Jamie London.
In the studio this morning, we have Janet Wilson, the producer of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival, and Andy Park. Andy, you've got a lot of titles. I know that, Janet, you wanted to run through his titles.
Yes. Andy Park is currently directing our production of Shakespeare's amazing Cymbeline this summer, but he is currently the artistic director of the Nebraska Repertory Theater, and he was the founding artistic director of the Quest Theater Ensemble in Chicago. He's also a mean stilt walker, and we just did the Memorial Day Parade.
I saw
Andy
you then.
Was on his stilts, and he was entertaining the crowds, and they were nuts about him.
Yeah, super impressive, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a lot of fun. I love stilt dancing.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And luckily, we had a marching band right in front of us.
So built-in music.
Exactly.
Fun. So the Illinois Shakespeare Festival, just in case no one's ever heard of it, tell us, what is the Illinois Shakespeare Festival?
We are a professional Shakespeare summer repertory theater, and we perform at the Ewing Cultural Center in Ewing Theater. And this summer, we will also have one performance in Westhoff Theater, which is on the campus of Illinois State University. We are an organization of Illinois State University and the College of Fine Arts.
Okay, so you have, within your company, there's students, there's professional actors, theater people. Can you kind of talk about who you have there this summer?
Yes, we have professional equity actors. We have professional designers. We have professional directors such as Andy Park and Robert Quinlan. And our artistic director, Kevin Rich, is also directing I Heart Juliet. But we do fold in students into the production. We function under an IRTA contract. That's the University Resident Theater Association contract. And the purpose of that contract is to allow students to fold into the company so that they're seeing a professional model at work and they're making amazing connections for their future career. So it's really a beautiful thing with professionals and students all mixed in together. And interestingly, it is the way theater artists used to be trained for generations after generations. You didn't have a theater school way back in Shakespeare's time.
Right.
But you had an apprentice company. And so young people that had probably came from a theatrical family were folded in, and that's how they learned the craft.
Okay. So what kinds of shows are you having this summer? Because it's more than one show, correct?
It is more than one show.
Okay.
It's a summer repertory. So this summer we are doing the famously, beautifully, wonderful, magical A Midsummer Night's Dream. And that is directed by Robert Quinlan. And it will fold in an original score by Jordan Cofftree. So it will have a lot of music in it, and it will be absolutely beautiful. And that will be our largest cast show with fairies and all sorts of fun and magic.
Right. And so that one is going to be at Ewing?
At Ewing
okay.
Theater.
Okay. And did you tell me the dates? What are the dates of that one?
Well, that opens officially on Friday, June 30th.
Okay.
But we will have two previews on June 28th and 29th. So Midsummer must preview on the 28th and Cymbeline must preview on the 29th. And then Midsummer officially kicks off the season on Friday, June 30th.
Okay, so what other shows can we look forward to this summer?
Well, I'd love Andy to talk about Shakespeare's amazing Cymbeline.
Oh yeah, Shakespeare's amazing Cymbeline. What's great about this play is that it is rarely done. I mean, you could go your whole life without even hearing the title. You know, and that's unusual for a play written by Shakespeare. And the play is extremely surprising, it's shocking, but it's also incredibly funny. And, you know, a lot of people debate, oh, is this a comedy? Is this a tragedy? Is it a history? What is it? I think it's a comedy. I think it's absolutely hysterical. And, the stunts that Shakespeare pulls, it's like he took some of his famous moments from his other plays and he kind of turned them on their head and crunched them all into this play. You know, so it's everything from forbidden love and misidentifying people, cross-dressing. There's all this kind of crazy madcap comedy. And, you know, Janet mentioned that Midsummer is the biggest cast. Mm-hmm. But I would say that this is the biggest, smallest cast because six people play over 20 roles
in this show. Oh, wow. Impressive.
It is unbelievable. There are upwards of 60, 65 costume quick changes that happen during the show, and it's extremely magical. It fits right into the season. You honestly get lost in all these costume changes, and I think people are going to buy this humongous cast. And when you see that there's six people that have done all of this, it's pretty incredible. So it's a really fun show. It's kind of like if a Disney cartoon, like a princess cartoon, mm-hmm. and Game of Thrones had a baby.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's the evil stepmother, but there's, you know, it's an incredible piece.
Is there a Jon Snow?
Oh, I think
he's my favorite.
Is. Yeah, I think you can find your Jon Snow there. I think you can.
Fantastic. So what other shows are there going to be this summer?
Our artistic director, Kevin Rich, is directing a new play by the Q Brothers Collective. And for those of you that remember Q Gents, two summers ago, the Q Brothers do this amazing hip-hop adaptation of Shakespeare's work. And some people were a little skeptical when they heard this, but when they saw the production, they came back again and again. So this year they're bringing us their version of Romeo and Juliet, retitled I Heart Juliet.
Okay.
And it fits in with our magical theme because there's that crazy Uncle Larry, who is really the Friar Lawrence character who has potions for Juliet. So, and I actually sat through the read-through last night. It is so much fun. However, the ending, the seriousness of the ending absolutely lands, and it's absolutely compelling and beautiful.
Okay.
So that is going to be indoors at Westhoff Theater, but I will tell you, as of yesterday, that show was already 62% sold out. So if you do want to see I Heart Juliet, you really need to call the box office, and the phone number for that is 309-438-2535. It is on School Street on the campus of Illinois State University. You can walk up to the box office between noon and 4, Monday through Friday. A lot of people just love to go to the box office
right.
in person, but you can call up. You can also order tickets online at Ticketmaster. But the I Heart Juliet is in a smaller theater in
okay.
Westhoff Theater. So we do expect it to be completely sold out before the show ever even opens, because the word of mouth about the Q Brothers was so phenomenal. I myself probably watched the show 9 times two summers ago.
And do we have any other shows? Did we miss any?
Well, there is one more thing I should mention. On Tuesday nights this summer, there's a free jazz concert from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Ewing Courtyard. And
okay.
we have a following of people that love to come just sit outside and enjoy the wonderful jazz. So that's improvised music. Then at 7:30, we have the Improvised Shakespeare Company of Chicago. So then we have Improvised Shakespeare. And the people that love that show, they will come back time and time again, because they come out on stage and they say, "Someone give us a title," and many people in the audience throw out these titles. And then, based on nothing but the title, this improvisational troupe improvises for 1 hour a play in the spirit of Shakespeare. So they have rhyming couplets, and they have double entendres, and they have usually a song and a dance, and it's very physical, and it is hilarious. It is hilarious. So that's our Tuesday evenings out at the festival this summer. I Heart Juliet runs Tuesday evenings while Improvised Shakespeare is going on in the Ewing Theater. We
okay.
have I Heart Juliet in Westhoff Theater. Then we have I Heart Juliet on Sunday afternoons. And then the other nights, Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, we either have Cymbeline or we have Midsummer Night's Dream out at Ewing.
Okay.
And have you been, you personally, have you been to Ewing?
I have not. Don't yell at me.
Okay. I know you said you're returning to the area, because some people don't know that Ewing Manor is open to the public. And it is stunningly beautiful. And when people travel here to come to the Shakespeare Festival, there are people that travel all over the country just to go to Shakespeare festivals. And we hear over and over again, this is the most beautiful and magical setting for a Shakespeare festival, I think, anywhere in the country.
That's very sweet. Okay, so where can we go online? Is there a website that kind of lists all these dates and times and shows? And
yes, I am sure I have. Well, it's IllinoisShakes.com is our website.
Oh, okay. That's easy. Well, Janet, Andy, anything else that you'd like to add while I have you here?
You know, there's one thing that I would add.
Okay.
You know, I think that sometimes when a theater has been in the community for as long as Illinois Shakespeare Festival, it's easy for people to think, oh, I've seen those Shakespeare plays. I've seen that before. But I think that you would really be missing out this summer, because ultimately the reason that this festival happens, it's not because of trying to keep Shakespeare's memory alive, although that's wonderful. The main reason that this festival is around and the reason that all of us come together to do it is for the audience, and it's for the community, and it's for the people that are here. And so hopefully if you haven't been to the festival for a while, you'll realize how special this season is. It's the 40th anniversary season. It's so important to come and support and keep this festival alive. It really is a cultural gem in this community, and it's a privilege to be a guest artist here.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Cheer for the athletes at Special Olympics Illinois on the track, in the pool, and on the field this weekend in Bloomington Normal. Over 4,000 athletes from around the state will compete at the Special Olympics Illinois Summer Games. Competition takes place all weekend long. Find out more info, visit soill.org.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger near you. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And now, back to BN the Know.
In the studio, we have Elaine Cousins, the VP for Community Engagement and Education. And also, we have Trevor Orthman, the Executive Director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Elaine, I forgot that you were the chair of the Guild Kitchen Tour Committee as well. We're going to get into that. So, welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Trevor, you just picked a new director over there, didn't you?
I didn't pick it, but the whole...
Right.
Communities picked the new music director after almost a 2-year search process. We named Ken Lamb, who's also music director of the Charleston Symphony in South Carolina, as our next music director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. So will be an exciting time as we also go in to celebrate our 25th anniversary season.
The silver one, right? That's a silver anniversary?
Correct, the silver anniversary. But Ken was the unanimous choice of the audience, the musicians, the board, the search committee. So it's just going to be exciting working with him now to actually program the season that's coming up, and looking forward to the future of the many things that he'll bring to the Illinois Symphony Orchestra.
Wonderful. We're all looking forward to it. Well, Elaine, there's a big event coming up here.
Yeah, almost as exciting as our new music director is the exciting tour of kitchens that we're having on June 17th.
Okay.
We've picked out 7 fabulous kitchens all around Bloomington Normal. The northernmost one is in a completely renovated home in the former soldiers and sailors home complex. I think what was once former boys, young boys dormitory is now a beautiful family home with a kitchen that's designed for baking, one of the passions of the homeowner. And then we have 2 homes in the downtown Founders Grove area of Bloomington, a very high-tech condo in the Enzenberger building, which everyone will really enjoy. And there's a special treat in that condo because there's a very special high-tech feature in the bathroom that we'll be showing off in display. I won't give any more details.
No, don't give it away.
People need to see it. And then a kind of arts and crafts, Frank Lloyd Wright-ish style home in Founders Grove with many brand newly designed features that the homeowner had made specially for their kitchen remodel. And then moving a little further east, we have a beautiful home in the country club area designed for entertaining, very high-end appliances. People will really enjoy seeing that. And then a brand new home that was built on the Sunset area of Bloomington, inspired by the homeowner's love of the English countryside.
So you're going to get a wide variety here.
Wide variety. And then moving even further east in Hawthorne Hills, we have two homes. One, a very special outdoor kitchen, and one of our board members, one of our symphony board members, described it as being in the most beautiful backyard in Bloomington Normal. I can't vouch for whether it really is the most beautiful, but I know no one will be disappointed
right.
when they see it. And then a home that was kitchen that was designed by the homeowners, complete all IKEA home, the Swedish do-it-yourself home goods store. So they have cabinetry and appliances all by IKEA, and they designed that kitchen themselves. That's really quite lovely. So I know people will enjoy seeing these homes. And each house has a very special feature associated with it. One will have an olive oil tasting, another a cheese tasting.
Oh, so you get some food on the tour.
Yeah, food.
Good.
There'll be lemonade at one of the homes, and home baked goods, hopefully with some lemon in there, and a signature lemon and lavender bouquet to ornament each of the kitchens.
Right, because this is called Lavender and Lemons.
Absolutely. We love the sound of it, and it just seemed to feel good for a kitchen.
Right, right. So how do we get tickets for this?
Ah, good question. The tickets are on sale at four locations: the Garlic Press in Normal, Casey's Garden Center, Hy-Vee Customer Service, and the Olive Bin in Bloomington.
Okay. And is there a place we can go online just to kind of get the details of the tour?
Yes. The Illinois Symphony Orchestra website, ilsymphony.org, has a link to all of the information. And it also includes a listing of our very generous sponsors who have helped make this kitchen tour possible.
Okay. Well, Elaine, anything else you'd like to add about the tour?
Oh, I just think people need to come out, get their tickets, and support the Illinois Symphony Orchestras. All the proceeds from the concert are going to our education programs. The orchestra has a great outreach effort to do a concert every year for area school children. And they've been marvelous concerts in the past few years, and we want to keep those going and keep the audience size growing and help as many schools as possible attend. And in addition, we have our own musicians going out into the schools to talk about their life as a musician and to perform for the students. And for many kids, this is their very first exposure
right.
to all of the instruments of the orchestra and the beauty of orchestral music. And we want to keep that going and keep it growing.
Oh, of course. Of course. Well, you do have a show coming up here on June 14th. So just before the kitchen tour, can we talk about that a little bit?
Sure. As part of our Around the Town chamber music series, we will be having our final concert of the 2016-17 season in it. And we will be at the Bloomington Public Library with a percussion ensemble. So we'll have all our pots and pans ready for the kitchen tour and bring them to the library that night and play them. No,
okay.
Actually it will be three of our percussionists will be performing a wide variety of music on both pitched and non-pitched instruments. So you will actually have melodies, and it will not be just banging and making noise on drums. So I'm sure it will be a great evening, and it would begin at 6 o'clock.
Okay, and this is a free show, correct?
It is free. All our Around the Town concerts are free concerts, and they're funded by generous grants from Heartland Bank and Trust, as well as from the Town of Normal Harmon Arts Grant. So we're able to provide them in the community, and then also additional funding comes from the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. We share the things we love most in life for the world to see. But what if we could actually do more with our sharing than just collect likes? What if this sharing could be used to make a difference? Now there's a place where we can put all that sharing to good use. The National MS Society, is asking people to make a difference and share what they love with someone else who loves it too. Whether it's surfing, dancing, or whatever is important to you, we've created a place that'll help you get your experience out to the world. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org, because together, we are stronger.
And now, back to BN the Know.
In the studio, we have Gina Meyer and also Nikki Peterson here to talk about an event coming up at the end of the month. It's called Climb Out of the Darkness. Gina, Nikki, hello.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Not a problem. So tell us what Climb Out of the Darkness is.
So Climb Out of the Darkness is a global event. It's basically where moms from all over the world come together on a day. We hike a trail or climb a mountain to symbolize our rise out of perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. It's held on the longest or closest to the longest day of the year to symbolize shedding the most light on these mood disorders and basically just going into the hope of recovery.
Okay, so postpartum depression is another word for this?
Yes, that's okay. Kind of the word that everyone thinks of when they hear of these disorders.
Okay, so talking about postpartum depression, symptoms, risk factors, can you guys kind of go into that so we have an idea of what we're looking at?
Sure. As Nikki said, oftentimes it's known as postpartum depression, but there's actually a whole spectrum of symptoms that can develop that look not only like depression, but can look like anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and even psychosis in extreme situations. And so it's kind of the blanket term that encompasses all of those mood and anxiety disorders.
So as far as locally here in the Bloomington Normal, maybe even like Pontiac, Clinton area, are there plenty of places to go for women, families who are experiencing this?
That has been one of the things that Nikki and I have been working on for the past couple of years, is trying to gather a solid list of resources. Unfortunately, I think in our area, we do not have an abundance of resources available. However, we have found and have been putting together a list of local mental health professionals who are interested and do have some experience treating these disorders. We're also kind of compiling a list of OBGYNs, pediatricians as well, and we can obviously share any of that information with anyone if they email us at climboutblowno@gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah. So one of the reasons for this event, I would imagine, is to kind of help out, get more resources for the families here.
Yeah, it's really been amazing since we started this, the amount of people that have come out wanting to help. Maybe they've suffered themselves or they've had a family member. I think our biggest goal is just to really bring together a community of people that can support these moms and help these moms to know that they're not alone.
Okay, so you ladies are here locally, but they're the Postpartum Support International. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Postpartum Support International is a non-for-profit group founded in 1987. They are the leading organization dedicated to helping women and families who are suffering from perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. They provide direct peer support to families. So they do have a toll-free line that people can call, and it does not have to be someone who is diagnosed. It can be someone who's suffering, someone who is a family member or friend of someone who might be suffering, who just want, you know, to have more information. That number is 1-800-944-4773. So that is one resource they offer. They also train professionals, mental health professionals, healthcare providers, to recognize and to treat and help connect people to resources that need them. And then also, if you call or go on their website, they try to connect people to those resources in their community.
I know a lot of celebrities have came out and said, you know, I suffered from this. It's, you know, it's something that you can get help for. Does that help at all?
It absolutely helps. I think the more people that come forward and say, you know, I've suffered with this, the more moms that they feel okay to say, I'm suffering too, and to reach out and get help. That's really the big thing that keeps moms from getting help, is the stigma attached to these disorders, and they're just afraid to speak out.
Mm-hmm. So how many moms suffer from this?
the statistics are quite astounding. In most recent studies in the U.S., it says 1 in 7. However, there have been some more worldwide-based studies that are saying 1 in 5. Mm-hmm. As a psychologist, I know that with mental health disorders, there's a lot of underreporting
right.
That goes on, and also under-detection in primary care settings. And so it could be even more than that. And the sad thing about it is that at this point in time, only 15% of those 1 in 7 or 1 in 5 are getting the help that they need.
Mm-hmm. So if you even think that you're having some of these symptoms, what's the first thing you should do?
I would say the first thing you should do is talk with your doctor, whether it's your OBGYN or your primary care. Just let them know how you're feeling, the symptoms you're having, and then they can point you in the right direction. There's always, if you need immediate help, the Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 1-800-273-TALK or 8255. Also, reach out to a mom support group, or even if you email Gina and I, she shared the email before, climboutblono@gmail.com. We have a lot of moms we work with just as peer support. You know, we talk, we share our stories, we might just go for a walk, you know, help them get out of the house. We might even, you know, hold the baby while they take a shower. You know, just reach out to someone who understands and who can really help you.
Yeah, I personally go to a support group. My dad has a brain injury, so we go to the brain injury support group here in town. And you don't even know how much a support group can help.
Absolutely.
Like, just it's a total turnaround sometimes.
Absolutely. It helps you to realize you're not alone, mm-hmm. that there is some universality to your experience. You can get support or suggestions. Providing support to others can also be healing mm-hmm. in many ways as well. Locally, we do have a lot of groups for moms. There's no group that is solely identified for the support of postpartum depression and mood disorders, but that's something Nikki and I would love to see
yeah.
come to reality at some point in time.
Well, with this Climb Out of the Darkness, that could yeah. become a reality,
yeah.
huh?
Right. We hope.
So your event, Climb Out of the Darkness, when is it coming up again?
It is June 24th at 8:30 in the morning, and it's going to be out at Comlara Park.
Okay, and can we register right now for this? Can you register up to the day of? How does the registration
Absolutely.
Process work?
Yes, you can register right now, and we will have paper registrations available that morning, too.
Okay.
But you can register on CrowdRise, and the website for that is www.crowdrise.com/Illinois-Bloomington-normal. And it's completely free. Fundraising is totally optional. The biggest thing is we just want you to show up and feel supported and have a great time.
Okay, so this is an event you can bring the whole family to?
Yes, very family friendly. Bring your children, bring your neighbors, your moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. The trail is a wide mode path, and larger strollers do well. Umbrella strollers, I would say, don't do the best on this trail. It's a little over a mile. We do have a pavilion rented, so if there's someone who wants to come but doesn't feel they can make the hike, they're more than welcome to wait back at the pavilion for us.
Can you bring dogs?
That's good.
Am I the first person to ask you that?
Yes.
Dogs are welcome at Comlara Park, and we would welcome dogs too, I guess.
Okay, cool. So you mentioned your website, some email addresses. Are you on Facebook?
We are on Facebook,
okay.
Yes. If you just type in Climb Out of the Darkness, Bloomington Normal, Illinois, we should pop right up.
Okay, fantastic. Gina, Nikki, anything else that you'd like to add before I let you go here?
You know, I just want to say, if you're a mom out there and any of this has resonated with you, even if you haven't had a diagnosis or you didn't even think you had this, if any of this sounds familiar and you've had a really hard time, just reach out. Reach out to us. Reach out to somebody. You're not alone. This is so common, and it's very treatable, and you will get better with the proper help and treatment.
Okay, so do you have any sponsors for this event, and are you looking for other sponsors?
We do have a sponsor this year. Our corporate sponsor is OSF St. Joseph Medical Center, and right now on Veterans Parkway, if you look at their big billboard, they're advertising our climb for us, which we're very grateful for. And absolutely, if anyone else has a business and they're interested in sponsorship, sponsorships start at $100. So it's very affordable, and there's different sponsorship levels that afford you different levels of publicity and mentions on Facebook and things like that. So yeah, anyone can reach out to us if they're interested in sponsorship or even just donating to the cause.
Okay, so you need participants for Climb Out of the Darkness. Do you need any more volunteers, or are you kind of good on that front?
you know, we could use as many volunteers as want to help.
Absolutely.
It's really been amazing. We've had a lot of people we've met just in the last few weeks say, I don't know what I want to do, but I want to be involved in this. So
Yeah,
absolutely, reach out to us. And, you know, like I said, we really want to build just a group of people who can offer support to the community.
Okay, contact information one more time for you girls.
Anyone can email us at climboutblowno@gmail.com.
Okay, well, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
This was Be in the Know with your host, Jamie London.